Options from our military, had extensive discussions with my national security team. If in fact we make a choice to have repercussions for the use of chemical weapons, then the Assad regime, which is involved in a civil war trying to protect itself, will have received a pretty strong signal that in fact it better not do it again. We want the Assad regime to understand that by using chemical weapons on a large scale against your own people, against women, against infants, against children, that you are not only breaking international norms and standards of decency, but you're also creating a situation where U.S. national interests are affected, and that needs to stop. There is a prospect, a possibility, in which chemical weapons that can have devastating effects could be directed at us. And we want to make sure that that does not happen.
All right, so that's the president finally reacting on Syria. He was on PBS late in the day on their news hour. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start. Syria carried out chemical weapons attacks. That's according to our government, although the UN weapon inspectors are still in that country trying to verify it. But there are people that witnessed it. There are the Doctors Without Borders who said that they examined the people, that they saw with their own eyes what had happened. So I don't think there's much doubt over that. Now, what are the potentially imminent strikes? The U.S. Navy doubled the number of aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf from 1 to 2. We've got battleships lined up to roll to do what has to be done, whatever is deemed what has to be done. And you have a serious crisis in Syria. And some of the people are saying, the people in Syria are saying, we want human intervention, not military intervention. We don't want more bloodshed. We don't want the possibility of retaliation on our own people. And supposedly, many people in Israel, if they don't have gas masks, are scrambling to get them. In the UK, David Cameron, the PM, is trying to figure out his timetable for strikes, trying to get the support of his own government and taking a vote and whatnot, and waiting for the vote of what's going on with the United Nations, going back to those weapons inspections again. So the tension in the Middle East, of course, is off the charts, but seems it always is, doesn't it? And you've got how many people dead and how long of a time period, but the concern over chemical weapons. And I said this before, can you imagine if there was the possibility, if we were living with the possibility on our soil of chemical weapons? I can't imagine. I can't imagine the horror of what that would feel like, especially if you had children. Because whenever you have children, the concern is for the kids, naturally. So in the UK, they're taking their own polls about whether the UK should pursue military action against Syria. David Cameron is saying that we have to act now against Assad. He's completely on board with whatever the United States is doing, which is the same thing. I mean, echoing the same thing. And what they're talking about in England is, do we have a responsibility to stop Assad's use of chemical weapons? should we only go with UN backing? Do we have a clear enough objective to justify military action? And so that is the question. Do we have a clear enough objective to justify military action? I mean, I think this is a done deal. No matter what we say, I think they're going to launch the missiles. Senator John McCain is screaming up and down about this because he's saying, typical of the White House, why are we talking about timetables? Why are we telling Assad when we might strike? Why do we do that? That it's crazy. That if we're going to attack, why do we have to always show our hand? It's going to be cruise missiles, sending Assad a message. But it's not going to do much to alter the civil war. And how can you even reconcile what's happening there? I mean, we go back to the same playbook. Thousands of years of history. Discontent. Assad going after his own people. The president said he drew that red line in 2012. We're going to intervene if Syria uses chemical weapons. He can't go back on that. Isn't he obligated to step forward because he said that? Senator McCain was the guy who visited the Syrian rebels earlier this year and has been the one person who's been pushing for our country to step up aid for the rebels with arms and training to get them ready to roll. And McCain is saying America must lead. America's not leading. Do you think that's true? We must lead and we're not leading. The familiar themes here on America Tonight. All right, coming up, we're going to peel back the onion at the bottom of the hour with Andrew Szabo. We do that each and every week. He brings a unique point of view coming from somebody who was raised in England and went through the Maggie Thatcher regime, which he appreciated, and some of the things that he saw afterwards and some of the things that his family saw before that. But looking at going a little bit deeper and looking at this Syrian situation and really what should be done and what's not happening now at this point. Also, many of you still have thoughts on Syria and a few other things as well, and you sent tons of emails. So we will go to those emails. We'll check the mailbag at the tail end of the hour. But coming up, we've got odds and ends, including an end to the saga after 4 years of Major Nidal Hassan. What did he get sentenced to, and what was the reaction of the families of the victims that he killed? That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Left of left, somewhere in between. You know my drill here. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Tomas. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey. How's the best super duper radio station program in the world doing?
Very, very well. Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm above ground.
Yay! That's good.
matter of fact, I'm planning to go to that 2 million motorcycle ride on the same day that there's going to be a million Muslim march on 9/11 in Washington, D.C. That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it should be. You're going to have to call us from there. Very nice.
That's right.
Do a special report. I love it. Yeah.
That's right. In between the tear gas and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, right off the top, I'm going to say, if we don't stop the proliferation of gas warfare in Syria today, we might have to stop the proliferation of gas warfare in other places. It may hit, you know, in New York or in Texas or in Florida. You know, if we do not discourage and deter this type of military action, our enemies are going to go, hey, apparently there's no price to pay for this. And nowadays, this stuff is invisible. You can't smell it.
Yeah.
And people just start dropping. And it's very uncontrollable. That's why since 1910, over 100 years, mankind has tried to keep this out of the battlefield. Even in World War II, you know, Hitler had all kinds of this stuff ready to go, but he didn't use it. Because it was just not controllable. And in Syria right now, Syria is like, open up your basement and seeing cockroaches and rats and skunks, you know, all in your basement. They're all bad guys, okay? They're all bad guys. I mean,
they
Iranians,
are.
You know, look at the Iranians. They did not support the Muslim Brotherhood and the rebels in Egypt. They supported the people who fought them. But on the other hand, Iran is supporting the Syrian government. And who was supporting the rebels? Saudi Arabia, right across the Gulf.
And
then Turkey. You know, you don't hear anything about Turkey. But what about Benghazi? Why did Benghazi go down? Well, I mean, the same day that it went down, our ambassador, who was killed that day, was meeting with the Turkish ambassador. And they were running the arms from Libya to the rebels fighting Assad in Syria. I mean, it is a spaghetti spider web of bad guys. And the one thing they have in common is they are not our friend. And they hate Israel. And they have Islam as their supposed religion. But even that being the case, I don't care who they bomb. Really, I don't care if they bomb Saddam, I mean Assad or his enemies. I don't care if they bomb them both. But I think a price has to be paid and shown, because in the future, you know what? They may attack us either way with gas, but at least we will be able to say we tried. We tried to establish a deterrence. We don't want to be in a position in the future to say, well, maybe it's because we did nothing. Because remember, 9/11 happened after we did nothing when they hit the USS Cole.
That is true. That is true. We had some warning signs. We ignored any of the possibilities of stopping, and we didn't do anything. Absolutely. Make a very good point. You're right. We didn't do anything, and then we all handicapped it afterwards, you know, when it's way too late. Geez, this should have happened, that should have happened. And you're right. You want to have that happen again. That there is something to think about there.
Hey, I know you got people in, you know, high places in the Pentagon. What are they telling you? I mean, I know they can't tell you secrets. But
well, you know what one thing they did say that I haven't really seen anywhere, and I've mentioned this now a couple of times, is they're trying to track this down, but they're hearing that Assad bolted, that he left because he's starting to feel squeezed in, which seems odd. Because remember, he originally wanted help, and initially Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, tried to meet with Assad, tried to have a conversation, and he tried to stonewall her and saying that we didn't do any of these things. I don't know what you're talking about. Remember all that kind of nonsense? And so now, if it's true, and he's feeling like, okay, I've seen what's happened with Gaddafi, we just saw what happened with Mubarak, who then is now out of prison, but what's happened with some other people that are hanging on, and then the U.S. jumps in, or somebody else, a whole bunch of other people jump in, and so it could be true. Maybe he's sitting on a pound of gold somewhere and is deciding to jump out because they're tracking that down. They're trying to track down whether Assad really did leave, but there's a belief at the Pentagon that he did.
Well, you know, it sounds to me then that they're looking for an excuse not to attack Syria.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And that would be one. You know, Alexander the Great, his father was also a king. And he had a saying, and maybe one of your callers will call in and give me the exact quote, But it went something like this: there's no wall and there is no weapon more powerful than gold, because you can always get somebody to be a traitor if you give them enough gold.
Yeah, and what if you give them enough gold? You could go in the opposite direction. Yeah, I mean, Tomas, you're right about the chemical weapons. I can't even try to stretch my brain around thinking chemical weapons coming to the United States in any form. But the problem is the analogy of 9/11 and thinking of, oh well, remember this? We had the chance, and we had the chance at doing something before it all happened, even with Bin Laden, but there were many other examples we could look at with 9/11 and the horrible things that happen with chemical weapons, there's no doubt. But there is that part of me as well that says we cannot constantly jump into the fray. We can't do that. However, now we're talking about chemical weapons. We weren't talking about chemical weapons before. We weren't talking about the possibility of where they could spread. I mean, we know the ultimate thing would be to get the chemical weapons. But you think we're going to really get all the chemical weapons? You think we're going to really track down where every single one of those weapons are? I don't think so. And how many are there? And what are we, you know, so what are we talking about? Have we really wrapped our arms around all of that? And that's the thing, and Tomas makes a very good point to remember about gas, about nerve gas, that you can't tell. You can't smell it. All that, all of a sudden, that's it. You're leveled by it, and you just start to drop. I mean, it's a terrible thing to think of, but that's it. You just drop. So these aren't bullets. We're not talking about you got a protective vest on and you're trying to fight back. This is a tough thing to fight back against. So you have David Cameron saying we've got to act. You have our president saying we cannot allow chemical weapons. And to me, what I'd like to know, and of course we would never have access to this information, even with the greatest sources possible, I suppose, but do we have anyone close to this situation? I mean, black ops there knowing really specifically what's happening. In other words, where they've infiltrated close enough that they have a handle on the locations of what we believe to be the stashes of the chemical weapons, because there was the deal the other day about chasing down, knowing where they were, and would we ever know where the whole stockpile is? Getting the best sources possible would really mean people that are infiltrated and trusted in our sources that are within the inner circle of Assad or very close to the inner circle of Assad in the military and knowing where all of this is, because that would be the best thing, would be to flat out just get rid of them. Coming up, we're going to peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo. Stay with us.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center. Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds?
You can with Power Plucker.
Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
He's a marketing, branding, and strategist expert. Just about anything that you want to talk about, he is the master. He is a professional speaker, of course, as well. And we've been having a lot of fun with Andrew on the show and getting some great reaction, too, as well. Not great reaction on Syria. Country very down on the idea of a possibility of any kind of war. I'm on board with that with all the polls that have been taken. No way would I say that we need boots on the ground or we need to go into Syria. Andrew, your take, first of all, before we get into what the latest problem seems to be, but just flat out, all these polls are saying nobody wants to see us go to war and jump in the middle of this thing in Syria. What do you think?
Well, I think that's quite understandable given our experience in Iraq and Afghanistan recent years. I think part of the problem is you don't define what the end outcome is and what the objective is, then you don't know whether you've reached it or not. And I think the other problem is that the Syrian situation is very complicated beyond what most people are understanding because they're not following it. I was reading another poll that only, I think, 17% of Americans feel they even understand what on earth is going on there. So how can you have a taste or an appetite for or even consider intervening if you don't understand the nuance of the situation? It's not easy. And so I totally understand the poll. Having said that, I do believe, and I can argue both sides of the coin here because it is a complicated situation. You start peeling back the onion here. We have a situation where you have a regime that is absolutely appalling, and that's probably understating it. The fact that they've used chemical weapons, they used nerve gas in about 2 weeks ago, in early August, I'm sorry, mid-August, and approximately 1,000 people were killed. I mean, that has been outlawed. Of course, we saw that in the First World War, and we saw how abhorrent it was, and countries agreed we can never see that again. Well, all of a sudden, now we're seeing it again.
Yeah.
And it is a line that they have crossed. And so the question is, what do you do? Because you've got a murky situation. On one side, you have this alliance between a dictator that is abhorrent because of his use of chemical weapons, and now has been shown there was some court, some question, okay, was it really the regime that was using it, or was it the rebels? Israeli intelligence does indicate that it was definitely used by the regime, and a call was intercepted from the foreign ministry. So that's quite clear. But, of course, who are they allied? You've got the Hezbollah. So that's an unholy alliance there. And then you've got, and, of course, they're supported by Iran. So you've got three enemies here. You've got this awful dictator. You've got the Hezbollah, who's an enemy of America, and you've got the Iranians supporting. On the other side, you've got the rebels, which is al-Qaeda. So some people are saying, well, let them fight it out. These are all our enemies. You've got four of our enemies. Let them destroy each other. I think there's something to be said for that. But on the other hand, what's the cost if we don't act?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the problem. And here's what I think. At least one thing that needs to be beefed up is humanitarian aid. Absolutely. And there's definitely not enough. We had reports from somebody last week who actually was in one of the camps, and that's a big problem. We certainly need to beef that up. And what's crazy is, as you were talking about, the intercepted call was certainly proof that the Syrian army used nerve gas, right? But Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General, is keeping the chemical weapons inspectors there to make sure, saying we want to really make sure we have proof positive. So now more days. Now there's more days for other things to happen. Maybe three or four more days. And that's what the president is saying. The president is saying, well, we're just going to wait and see what happens. He didn't say see, but we're going to wait officially with to align with what happens with the UN. I think that's crazy.
Well, yeah. On the other hand, sometimes we have rushed too quickly. I mean, what is the hurry? Why do we? I mean, the situation we know is bad. It's not going to change that much in two or three or four or five days. I believe it's probably better to really find out what's going on and make sure that when we do act, that it's quite clear what is the scope of our action. And going back to the point of, you know, inaction is potentially riskier and costlier. And I'll say why that is. Because I think other dictators are watching. Okay? When the president of the United States, and I don't care who it is, irrespective of political parties, take the politics out of that for a minute. But when the President of the United States says the use of chemical weapons is a red line, I think other dangerous regimes are paying very close attention to see what he means. If that line is crossed, and it's quite clear now that it's gruesomely visible that it has been crossed in Syria, and nothing happens, we now send a clear signal to current and future powers that may threaten American interests, and saying that, wow, okay, we can ignore American warning. And unfortunately, we got ourselves into this mess, and we talked about this before, of course, Kate, the fact of our foreign policy of apathy and appeasement will get us nowhere. And unfortunately, that has led us to this situation where, as we saw, you know, the terrorist attacks, you know, in Libya and so forth, that there was no ramifications from that. Nobody's ever been brought to trial on that, and therefore you can disregard what America does. We've just seen it more recently. China, they thumbed their noses up. Russia has thumbed their noses at us. Now you've got a very serious situation. if we don't act at some level, I do believe limited engagement. I do agree with you. We shouldn't put boots on the ground. There's no need for that. But there does need to be retaliation against this regime that crossed the line. If we don't cross it, then chemical weapons, I think, will be used in future battlegrounds and by terrorists.
And, I agree with that.
And
of course, the scary thing there is, as you know, that can easily be turned on us. Absolutely. You know,
exactly.
Planes flew into buildings. You can't say, well, that would never happen in the U.S. That could certainly happen here. So we don't want to see that. We don't want to see that happen to anyone. And you mentioned that right at the top. You know, there is a report, too, and I checked this out even with a source at the Pentagon, and they can't confirm it, but they're starting to chatter about it, that Assad is out of Syria, that he's fled Syria. So that would certainly turn things around, I would think, there, but might create even more chaos. What do you make of that?
Well, yeah, that way I've not heard that, so but I posted your sources, Kate. So if that was to happen and he flees, then we're definitely, I mean, the civil war, I think, will continue. I think the key is, though, that our retaliation is going to be limited at some level. But if it gets him out of power, if he's now out of it, that does change the dynamics because he's ultimately a war criminal that was the one that perpetuated this. So at some level, then there is a small measure of victory, and then let the rest of them fight it out. I don't think it will be good to just end that to any one side at this point. So there was an interesting opinion article that was saying that basically, well, we should arm the rebels just to the point that they disable the regime and then back off. You know, kind of go back and forth, let them fight things out and keep fighting things out, but only arm them enough to not necessarily overthrow the regime, but enough to give them strength and then back off a little bit and let them fight it out, because at the end of the day, we're dealing with enemies of the United States.
Yeah. One last thing, because you and I have talked about this so much. We only have a couple minutes left, but John McCain, the senator from Arizona, he said the wildest thing today, and I agree. It's so strange that the White House is like a leaky boat. They cannot plug any gaps. So there was lots of leaks coming from the White House about all the specifics of an attack against Syria. And he says it's crazy. Why don't we just hand them a road map? If we're going to say when the strikes are going to take place, and this is what McCain says, if I were Assad, I would declare tomorrow a snow day and keep everybody from work. Duh. Why would you even say specifics?
Well, I think that has been characteristic, as we've seen from the current administration. They don't know when to shut up and when there's a time sometimes strategically to leak things out, but it definitely is a leaky faucet. I don't think that's doing them any good. And as you said, all you're doing is you're telegraphing what you're doing. And ultimately, it's also showing, I mean, peeling back the onion on this one, that there is a lack of leadership. If you have strong leadership, you don't have that kind of nonsense. So unfortunately, the message I believe it's sending is a lack of leadership again.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, we'll do it again next week, my friend. Andrew Szabo, of course, peel back the onion. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Turn here for this hour of America tonight. So what better time than skedaddle over to our mailbag?
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jeremy, who says, "Yo, Kate, do you remember me? I'm the cool guy in Vermont. I used to send you notes all the time. I kind of dropped out, but I've been listening to the show. Trust me. And I still dig what your offerings are. Syria is a no-go. My friends think I'm crazy because of the situation with the gas, but I don't think we can stand any other kind of intervention where we actually go into another country. How much money do we have to fight this kind of stuff? The answer is not very much." And that's how he ends it. It's just like, boom. His thoughts off the page. Well, you know, here's the thing, and Tomas played devil's advocate in a way. Well, he did play devil's advocate, saying that how can we not want to stop a gas situation? But then I say to myself, well, how many other chemical weapons are there floating around out there? Think there are caches of chemical weapons somewhere? In what countries can they turn gas on us? I guess because we have the evidence of it and it's such a heinous thing and it's an intolerable thing that it is worrisome as to who could get their hands on the weapons. Well, frankly, who already has their hands on the weapons? And could that come to the West? Could that be, could it be used on other people? I mean, it's not good. Who wants to see that in any people? I mean, let's be honest. I don't care where they're from. But going in with boots is still not the answer. It's like I said, you need people to be infiltrating the systems as close as somebody can get, the information chain, the black ops. I mean, where's all these CIA guys? What's going on with these incredible Navy SEAL forces we have? Do you think any of them are somehow near the Syrian crisis? I'm going to say yes. But what do they know, or what can't they crack? Or, you know, I can't answer that. I hope. I mean, for the sake of what I know of the program, and what we're not supposed to know, is that we really do still have some of the brightest and the baddest people involved in this kind of stuff. But that's where we would stand apart, if we had the kind of people that could do that. But the game of spy versus spy is way different now than it used to be. That's where you would be able to get your hands on the knowledge, the intel of exact locations, and go after the weapons, because that's the idea, right? Destroy the weapons. And maybe it all makes completely no sense if you're listening to me and saying, that's not the answer. The answer is we have to go down and kick some butt. We have to go over there. So we've already been in Iraq. We've already been in Afghanistan. And now when we're talking about gas, we're not going to go and try to do something about that. So the answer is, I'm going to say we're not doing it. And I'm going to say I hope that the black ops type of people are in there doing what they can. All right, here's for something totally different. Nancy writes me and says, people like football, gag, gag, gag. Speak for yourself. Only people of limited intelligence who are easily amused enjoy football. Oh, well, back to George Norrie and Coast to Coast. Nancy, she's jumping off the America Tonight ship because we are doing 3 segments of football a week during the NFL season. We got to lighten the load around here sometimes, peeps. Listen, we have to do that, right? We have a prize closet. We have fun doing the football thing because that's why I always say you don't have to know football or even like football. It's like you entered your name in a drawing. So you're calling in and you're saying, well, I think blue team is going to beat the red team. And here's what I think the score is going to be. And if your score is right, you get the prizes. I mean, that's what it is. It's a game. And I might have a football player or two on the show, somebody that I talked to earlier in the day. But it's definitely not overload football. If we did a pie chart for you on America Tonight, the majority of what we talk about and what I say is the buzz in the backyard. What are we as Americans concerned about? Why did I start America Tonight or jump on it when I was offered America Tonight? Because I had serious passion for this nation. I mean, this sounds like a bunch of syrupy stuff, but seriously, that's why I did that. Because I was seeing that nothing was happening, the gridlock, a place for people to express themselves where they weren't constantly derailed and they didn't have to pledge allegiance to whatever I was offering. They could disagree with me. And we could have conversations about issues of civil liberties and concerns that we have in all these nooks and crannies. And let's face it, some of our concerns are different and some of them are very, very similar. So the deal is, Nance, I hope you stick around. You might, you know, Nance, you're probably going to win the prizes if you stick around. 3 segments. Nathan is not a sports person. Nathan, do you think it's overload football?
I wouldn't say overload. It's a little saturated, but, you know, I used to definitely not be a sports person, as in I was of similar ilk. She mentioned, like, how can all of you people watch that stuff? But, you know, it's kind of fun, and you're exactly right. You got to get out of all this seriousness, so why not?
We got to get out of the bunker once in a while and have fun, right? All right, Nance. I appreciate your comments, though. I do. I mean, I hear you. And I wrote a note back to her, and I said, you know, my mother hated football. She thought it was stupid and barbaric, and probably the same thing that Nancy thought. But she loved baseball, so she was watching baseball games, trust me. All right, this one from Steven. And Steven Sawyer says this. He says, Kate Delaney, I've been a fan for quite some time, and I'm wondering how you feel about some of the Tea Party efforts to resist what's going on with the IRS, trying to keep alive, in other words, the you done us wrong scenario, and we want some answers. Well, yeah. Well, anybody of any party who wants to say what happened with the IRS was wrong because they targeted patriots, Tea Party people, whatever, I'm going to agree with you. And by keeping the awareness up, forcing Congress to have to do something, I think is a good thing, because it's not right. They shouldn't have been able to do that, where they denied the tax status without, I mean, just pushing them in a pile and trying to push them off. So, yeah, let's get to the bottom of it. Who sent the original memos? Whose decision was it? I mean, just flush out the story. Tell us the story. My experience with politics, with issues, with things that all of a sudden get uncovered is when more people run for cover and they have cockamamie stories, and there's a great Washington spin and people get good at it, and they can keep talking you out of it until your eyes are glossed over, or try to talk around you in circles. And to me, this is talking in circles. So anytime anybody gets called up, including Lois Lerner, who just, I plead the fifth, you know something's not kosher there. Because just tell us a story then. Okay, so here's the memo we got. Okay, where'd you get the memo? What'd they say? Specifically pull these aside, or take all of them and push them aside? So I'm going to agree. I think shining a light on it, of course, is a good thing. And if there are people that are being funded through the Tea Party because that was the group particularly offended because they were zeroed in on other patriot-type groups, then absolutely go for it, baby. All right, you can always send us a note on anything you want to say about America Tonight or about what's happening in your world simply by shooting it to us at americatonight.net. This one is for you, Harrington reader. So a horse goes into the bar, and the bartender says, "Why the long face?" My attempt at a joke. I'm sorry, folks.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun, and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.